Let's begin to create an atmosphere. Let's create an atmosphere. We can create an atmosphere in this place where the word of the Lord will go forth from this network to another dimension where there is absolutely no boundaries, no limits. For the word of the Lord shall go forth from this place as the waters cover the sea. And we can create an atmosphere. If you just come on in a little with me, those of you that are viewing, I believe that we can set the gauge, we can set the atmosphere, and I believe that God will honor us. For he said, whatever measure we meet shall be met back to us again. And let me tell you why I believe that God is taking us there, because I believe that there is a woman in North Africa watching, and she's been sneaking and watching, and it just so happens that your husband is not home. And you have been praying Idina Sarata Limstakima in your surah. Who shall show us the way? And you've seen in your Quran that the only place that healing can be found is in the surahs that refer to Isa. There is no other place. You have been even decreeing in your tenet prayers, Astagfirullah, who shall forgive us of our sin? And you've been watching the broadcast and you don't want your husband to know, but there is a husband who has power over any individual on the face of the earth. And when you stand before your Creator, when you stand before your Creator, you will give an account for your life. And God has allowed this whole orchestration today and the timing and for people to be placed in certain places and certain time, because you are there and you are watching. Not only just the woman that is watching, but I decree as we create an atmosphere that Mauritania, people in Mauritania, people in Libya, people in Tunisia, they are going to begin to watch. But for the woman that's watching right now, here is your opportunity right now at this moment. You've been asking, who shall show us the way? Well, his name is Jesus. Isa, as you know, in your hadith and your surahs, he says, I am the way, I am the truth. And he not only is your life, he is your light. And if you will just pray this behind me and with me, my friend, Abibi, decree this. Jesus, I decree and I accept you as the true and living God. Come and live in me as the begotten of God. As the begotten of God. I need you in my life. I have not found answers anywhere else. I need Isa. Jesus, live big in me, and I surrender my whole life and everything that I once believed. I surrender to you in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, we want you to call the number on the screen. And it's not just that one lady, but I'm asking those that are here to join with me, because I know what happens when you create an atmosphere. We can create such an atmosphere that every single type of seemingly limitation in the nations that have been decreed as hostile nations, restricted nations, that's the power of this broadcast and this network. There are no limitations. Will you declare that and release that into the atmosphere? I need you to come over here with me. If you only knew the power of your words, if you only knew the power of how your words will travel. Let me try to help those that are viewing and those that are in the audience here so that you can understand this is not a spectator sport. We were invited by the president of Western Sahara. He's dead now. Abdul Abdelaziz. We were given honorary citizenship with the Sahrawi people in the deserts, the Sahara deserts of Tindouf, Algeria, in the Sahara Desert. We were invited in, and in this particular time, it was Ramadan season. At one of the times that we'd come, and we'd taken in $350,000 worth of pharmaceuticals for the people because the children's bodies had not been immersed in water. They'd been stranded in the desert for nearly four decades. They're still fighting for their right to be self-determined. We came for no political agenda but to come and lift up the name of Jesus and to show his love. At one of the state dinners at night, there was the imam, there was the president, the speaker of the house, and the ambassador at large. And the imam, the highest religious leader in that land and that region, said, who do you believe Jesus is? And of course, in that opportunity, I've been asking, Lord, please, Father, I've been decreeing, open up a door because I love Muslims and Muslims love me. Open up doors, Almighty God. And we begin to declare what your word says. Idana sarata lim sakima, who shall show us the way? For he is, our Bible tells us that he is the way. And then right after that, the president asked, well, who do you believe forgives us of our sin? I said, well, in your pillar prayer, you pray astrogafulai, which means who shall forgive us of our sin? Well, we, in our Bible, our faith tells us that we have one that not only forgives us, but he also cleanses us, and he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And they begin to scratch their head. At that particular time, the president was making a decision as they were reconstituting the nation, whether they would decide in the new constitution for the right of Western Sahara to have freedom of religion, because we were willing to go and share the love of Jesus and to be salt to the earth and to be light where darkness is, and to reach those that have not been reached and love those that have not been loved and teach those that have not been taught, and to go where he needs us the most. I'm speaking to the Islamic world right now. I remember also when we first started working on the border of Turkey and Syria, and when we began to plant underground schools where the students were coming in from Azerbaijan and coming in from Iraq and from Iran. And in one of the particular module schools, someone's listening, it was during the days when Al-Qaeda was real big and the Taliban was real big. We're talking about the 90s, early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. And when we were teaching, I was teaching and teaching and teaching. And one of the particular students in my class, as we're teaching underground, we're not supposed to make contact with Arabic men in the public, but somehow or another, I found myself, even though I knew culturally it wasn't etiquette, but he became like my teacher's pet. And every time I use an illustration with his bald head, I tap him on the head. And I use illustrations about Abraham and Isaac and David, and I tap him on the head. And little did I know, as he was sitting in that class, getting the word and getting the word and getting the word, we left that particular location and headed back to Istanbul after that module was finished. We got word when we got back to Istanbul. Dr. Bailey, remember the guy that was in the class, Ali, that you kept making the teacher's pet, that you just kept patting him on his head? When you left the next morning, when they had devotion, Ali came and knelt down and cried out, didn't know the scriptures, what must I do to be saved? As he knelt down and cried out, he began to confess that he had been sent in as a spy to take us all out. To take us all out. But instead of taking us out, God brought him in. There are no boundaries to the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, this season and this time that we're living in is such a setup time through the network that God is allowing his word to go forth as the waters absolutely cover every single region of this land. We decree Tunisia free. We decree Libya. We're not afraid of Libya. We're not afraid to go there. We're not afraid of Niger. We're not afraid of Mauritania. You've been watching because you have not found solutions. And the answer to what you're looking for, his name is Jesus. I remember when we were working on the Syria-Turkey border, and many Syrians were just coming across the border. And I remember there was one particular papa who had his loved ones had just been slaughtered. And we shared with him the love of God. And as we were sharing, we went back to the module underground schools that we had as well in the meetings. And the interpreter, the only interpreter that we had that spoke English and that could speak Arabic and that could speak the Turkish language as well, because we had three translations going forth, was this Muslim grandfather. And every time I began to interpret, he had to interpret, and I'm going through the book of Romans and I'm declaring Jesus. Now, he's a Muslim. And he's hearing the word of God. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11 that God's word will not return to him void. There is somebody watching right now. And you are searching. And you've been searching. And I'm telling you, stay connected to this network. Stay connected to the teachings that you've been getting. You've been questioning yourself. Even some of you, am I doing the wrong thing? No, you're not doing the wrong thing. You're not wrong. God has set this up for you. Just like he did with that interpreter. And as I would begin to declare out of the book of Romans that Jesus, that if you accept Jesus as your Lord, I'm proclaiming that anybody that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And when I got to that part, I kept saying it over again. And I kept saying it over again because I knew that God's word would not return to what? This man that had been a strict Muslim grandfather for so long, he came up and he began to say, I hear what you are saying and I see that you have a gift. And I hear you all speaking in this language. Can my wife have this gift? The one that's watching now, and you've seen the freedom here, and you've seen the people worshiping in other language, and you've seen the freedom of the flow of the Spirit of God. You can have this gift. So when he said, can you give my wife that gift? I said, not only can your wife have this gift, but you can have the gift too. Well, the wife had accepted Jesus Christ as Lord secretly. I'm talking to some wives this morning. She had accepted Jesus Christ secretly, and she told us, and she said, but I want the gift also. We laid hands on the wife. The wife began to speak in tongues. Out of her belly began to flow rivers of living water. After she got filled with the Holy Spirit, some of the other people that were in the group that had not even heard that there be a such thing called the Holy Spirit, we begin to lay hands on them, and they begin to speak in tongues, and they got filled, and the power of God fell out over that place, and people were falling out over. Little did we know, the little underground pastor was going to be deported, and they would be a little baby church there on the border with no pastor. Well, who do you guess ended up being the one that led the people? I'm here to tell you that God has ordered your steps, your family, your loved ones, the ones that are around you. Stay plugged in to this station. Stay plugged in to this network. God is using you to set the captive free in your family, in your community. You are the only hope for your family, and the only hope for you is Isa. His name is Jesus. Say it with me, congregation. His name is Jesus. Say it like you mean it. His name is Jesus. Just like the one who was sent in as a spy and later on became my shopping partner. Ali now is one of the most powerful evangelists in Azerbaijan, in Syria, in Iraq, and Iran. And so shall it be with you. God's gonna use you, my friend. And it may not all make sense to you right now, but there's an outpouring that is coming to the people. There's an outpouring to the Muslim community. There's an outpouring to the Muslim nations. And as the people of God that are in this place right now, if you would begin to believe with me that we can create an atmosphere that God would begin to turn the hearts of the people like he does the course of the water, like he does the king, that God would begin to set an atmosphere. And not only would God visit them in dreams, but God's going to send laborers across their path that are not afraid to go where they are needed the most. And I decreed two things was I heard by the Spirit of God. Not only to decree this for those that have been searching, that have been brought up in an Islamic household, but also to decree this for those that are watching in Nigeria, that God is calling you to Maiduguri. Do not be afraid to go to Maiduguri. Do not be afraid to go to Kano. Do not be afraid to go to Kaduna. Do not be afraid to go to Sokoto. Do not be afraid. God is calling you to the north, and God is equipping you. God is not only equipping you, but God is calling you to to leave from Nigeria, many that are watching, to be sent to Niger, to be sent to Mauritania, those that are in northern Ghana, those in the Burkina Faso right now, as there's a standing front in Burkina Faso where Islam is trying to take over Burkina Faso, I decree that God's going to raise up bold believers in the name of Jesus. And if the saints of God in this place right now will begin to let out a shout, and we will begin to create an atmosphere, God will cause holy boldness to come around the people of God, and that God would grant unto them holy boldness for those who are called. I believe evangelists, I believe people that are willing to proclaim the gospel like never before and put their lives on the line so that others may be free. Be released in the name of Jesus. Those that have a call of God upon your life and your pastor doesn't understand it, you've been waiting for somebody to validate it, you've been waiting for somebody to give you permission to go, God is granting you holy boldness right now. Be released in the name of Jesus. We decree the blood of the Lamb over your life, and we shall hear. I want you to write to the network, those that are watching in West Africa, East Africa, God is releasing you into your calling to the unreached, the untouched, and the Islamic world. We cover you with the blood of the Lamb. I know I'm talking to someone today, and you are answering that call. Be released. You are covered by the blood, and we dispatch the angels of God over you. Write, call, tell us that we were speaking to you, that this was set up, this little moment was set up just for you, because God has called you to the Islamic world. Can we give the Lord praise in this place?